Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 16th day of June. The purpose of today is to work on your physical fitness. If you're starting a new program, be sure and check with your healthcare professional so you don't hurt yourself. We have with us Marie Lester, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She is a scientist. She's the author of 3 books, are available at Amazon.com. The first one is Nature Has the Cure. That was 2014. Then Nature Has More Cures. And her most recent book, published a couple of years ago, Nature Has the Cure, Volume 3. And I encourage people to get all these books and really educate themselves. The books that deal with using the plants that grow around us to help maintain optimal health, don't they, Marie?
Yes, and they're written in very short chapters. Actually, I had a locally syndicated newspaper column for several years, and it's a compilation of those columns. And, you know, I believe, and I think a lot of your listeners also believe that, you know, God put on our planet everything we need for health. And if we, well, the old-timers knew that. They definitely knew that and used what they had around them. And that knowledge is kind of fading away because it hasn't been written down. And I'm not saying this to brag or anything, but I truly feel like my books are sort of a modern-day Foxfire series, and it's about being self-sufficient and able to take care of yourself and be independent also.
Outstanding. So that's great. And I haven't had a chance to read your books yet, but I certainly intend to. Well, Maria, something came up in our discussion last week, the incidence of hips breaking. Now, when I was a boy in the 50s and 60s, I never heard anybody's hip breaking, but by the 70s and well into the 80s, older folks especially, what we found and what's still going on, first of all, people thought, well, they fell down and broke their hip. What really happens is the hip breaks and then they fall down. Isn't that really what happens?
Well, yes, and one thing that happens is fluoride replaces calcium in the bones and in the teeth. And anybody that's been on heavy fluoridated water for any period of time, you'll see like white sort of horizontal lines in your teeth. And those are fluoride deposits. And that's a weakness. And teeth tend to break off there. And when a tooth breaks from what I call a fluoride fracture, guess what you need? A crown. Crowns are very expensive. And, you know, dentistry, the Board of Dentistry, they hugely encourage, and it's not fluoride, it's hydrofluorosilic acid that they put in the water.
Right.
It's kind of a misnomer. And with the hips, there's a couple things going on. And I give a lot of talks on native plants. The one thing I always ask my audience is, and I ask them to remember back, do you remember at Grandma's house, Grandma, there were eggshells in the coffee grounds? And for a lot of people, that kind of triggers that memory. And back in the day, with eggshells, Grandma would save those eggshells and crush them up and put them in with the coffee. And I believe it's 860 milligrams of elemental calcium in every eggshell. And that's bioavailable calcium, not like calcium pills you might buy at Walmart, for instance. So drinking that coffee with that calcium in there, Grandma had very strong bones. And I don't know if anybody that remembers back before, say, maybe the mid-70s or 80s, their grandmother ever, you know, falling
on
her hip.
It was unheard of. Right.
And another thing, I started a degree in epidemiology at University of San Diego in California. I didn't finish. I did a year of the coursework, but I had a huge interest in working with also anthropologists, forensic anthropologists, with hip fractures. They're finding large deposits of fluoride in those bones, in that hip trabeculum. And so I'd really would like to do a study at some point, probably, you know, with informed consent on people that have passed and have had a hip fracture, and just really examine that hip for fluoride levels in the hip. But yes, fluoride does replace calcium in the bone and teeth.
Absolutely.
Not a good trade.
I want to run a little analogy by you here, Marie. It just came to mind a few minutes ago. Let's say six men move to your county, Texas County, Missouri, and they're engaged in making what's called moonshine, which would be whiskey that is not being taxed. They're not doing it right. They have lead in the pipes of the still, and very quickly, people are going blind from drinking the illegal, untaxed whiskey. Now, if they're wearing lab coats and have some letters behind their names and driving Mercedes, does that mean we don't try to stop them or prosecute them?
I would say no.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yes, yeah. We're going with the water infrastructure, I believe.
No. The vaccines.
Okay. Oh, the vaccine. Yes, okay.
Well, of course. So, going back to the analogy, if the men making the whiskey...
One thing I did once.
If the men making the whiskey that's making people blind wear lab coats and drive Mercedes and have letters behind their name, does that mean we don't prosecute them?
I would say no.
But that's what's going on, isn't it? We have men and women wearing lab coats, have letters behind their name, that drive Mercedes-Benz and have a membership at the local country club, selling and giving away vaccines that are killing people. But we're not prosecuting them, are we?
No, and there's no doubt that vaccines kill people. I was looking over yesterday at my at my caseload for this year. We've had so far, I think, 129 deaths. And when I look at, and I try to get vaccine information on everybody, I can't get it on everybody because the Veterans Administration doesn't report vaccination and Walgreens doesn't report vaccination. There is a database called Show Me Vax where vaccines are registered and I can access that information. But what I found is with the data I have, and this does not include all vaccinated people, that in my county, every 4.5 deaths, one of them was a vaccine victim, let's say, was a vaccine-related death. That's pretty huge. But I know okay. the number's higher well, than that.
Get this straight in my mind here. So for every 4.5 people that die in your county, Texas County, one of them, which would be about 25%, pretty close, was a vaccinated person.
Yes, but that's a low estimate.
I refer to what's going on, Marie, as the worst crime in recorded human history. Not everybody agrees with me, but you've probably studied the 1918 Spanish flu, I'm sure. You may have some awareness of the Black Plague in Europe in the Dark Ages. Does what's going on now compare, even come close to what took place during the Spanish flu or the bubonic plague, either one?
No, and I'm sure what's happening now was very, very, very well orchestrated internationally, planned for, every basis covered. Early on, and you know, with the release of the bioweapon, I got a huge document, and it was strategies to overcome arguments against vaccination, and I still have it. It was pretty interesting, and it was all the things about making people feel guilty if they didn't get the vaccine. Well, just it covered every scenario before it even came along. And I believe the great toilet paper shortage of early 2020 was just a test to see how suggestible people were and how easily they could adopt and follow a lie. I mean, there was no toilet paper shortage, but that was huge. I really think they used that as sort of a little beta test.
Well, we got a caller here. Before we get to this caller, in my career as a homicide detective, I entered hundreds of people's homes to question witnesses and so forth. In your career as a coroner, you probably enter a lot of homes also, I would guess. And how many of those homes do you see a bookshelf where there's several dozen books that you go into these homes, Marie?
Very few. And I've got a little tidbit for you, John. I don't need a search warrant. When I go into a home, I could be there for a while, and I like to get to know the person and what's going on. And unlike law enforcement, I don't need a search warrant. So I look through everything.
Well, good for you. Good for you. We got a caller here that has a question about the Liberator rocket heaters. We got Rick. Is it Rick or Nick? Looks like Nick in Wisconsin. Good morning, Nick.
Hi. I don't want to interrupt your present conversation. You want me to call back in 5 minutes or something like that?
No, this is a good time. We got a break coming up. What's on your mind?
With the Liberator rocket heater, I'd like to try to make a new model suggestion, which would be a Liberator pellet stove. It happens to be identical to the present model, except that it has a ferocious warning detail on the top of the inside hopper that this is a pellet stove. It also ships with non-standard tamper-resistant fasteners to attach the pellet hopper to the unit. So there it is. It's a pellet stove. Installation instructions from Liberator, though, would instruct you to install it identically to the present model, so it'll have all the wall clearances and all that stuff. and it will go through the wall with the same thimble that you'd install now. The only difference would be, because it's a pellet stove, it would be able to extend out horizontally and not have to go, after coming through the wall, go up vertically. So therefore, you'd have the building inspectors and the insurance company and all that come in and bless the installation and go away. That's the most important part, go away. And then there's your stove. And now, hypothetically...
That's great, Nick. Why don't you write that up and email it to me, and I'll get it to the CEO.
Done. Have a great day. Okay.
Thank you, Nick. You know, one of the things I do, Maria, is I'm the executive vice president of a company that manufactures wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. It's a great company and a great product. So I wasn't aware that a coroner could enter a premises without a search warrant. That's an extraordinary power, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, most of the time law enforcement is present with me, and if I discover something important, I make sure to include in my report that I located this and I directed law enforcement to seize the item, and then they're covered. So.
All right. Well, Maria, your position is a position of tremendous trust and responsibility. With the consequences of your work are dramatic, to say the least. And I'm so glad for the residents of Texas County have somebody who, as yourself, is so well qualified. And you're also part of the governor's committee to help train coroners around the state, aren't you?
Yes, they're. And you could look it up online, but there was a young man a few years ago whose case was handled very, very badly by that coroner, and that actually was in Howard County, and the parents were so upset that they petitioned with the governor to do something about it. So a new commission was established, the coroner's Standards and Training Commission. Right now, there's really no written standards for coroners. Actually, you have to be 21 years old, a resident of the state for a year, and a resident of your county for 6 months to be a coroner. That's it right now. So we're looking at that, and I was very honored that Governor Parson did appoint me to the commission.
All right. Well, that's a good thing. The majority, we have 113 coroners in Missouri. I think there's 114. Each county has their own. I would speculate, I don't know this for a fact, that the majority of them are men or women who own and operate funeral homes. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, it would. I don't know the percentage, but I think it's at least half. It's not a very attractive field for people because of the pay. Honestly, if we didn't have funeral home directors acting as coroners, there'd be a lot of vacant slots. However, Mary Case, I'm sure you know her. She was the chief medical examiner.
I've worked a number of cases where she was involved.
Yeah, when she recently retired, her greatest fear was with that a lot of homicides and suicides were being missed because the cases were basically covered by funeral directors. And, you know, it's possible that their main commitment may be to their clients. And you know, as coroner, I have to give hard news to people all the time, news they don't want to hear.
That's right. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
And this hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner Father's Day sale is in effect right now until midnight the 19th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Her books are for sale at Amazon.com. That's Marie Lassiter, L-A-S-A-T-E-R. And it looks like we got a caller here, Marie. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Marie. It's nice to have you on here. I had a question. You were talking earlier about calcium, and I'm kind of curious, do you know what are some other good ways that people can get calcium back into their diet? Because it seems like I've looked at like a lot of these calcium pills and things, and they don't seem to really get it into our system. We just kind of flush it through. And I was wondering, I mean, I don't drink a lot of coffee and I don't eat a lot of eggs, so I was just wondering if there's any other methods you have any recommendations for calcium?
Well, of course, there's milk, which has been maligned, of course. I'm fortunate I have a neighbor with a milk cow, so I buy the fresh milk, which is probably illegal in, 30 states or something. But those are the best sources I know, milk and the eggshells. And the eggshell, if you don't drink coffee, but I would recommend that everybody save their eggshells, just wash them out and let them air dry on the counter, and you can crush them up and sneak them into a lot of things. And I actually, in my book, I've got a recipe for making your own toothpaste that involves using crushed eggshells, and that helps also get recalcify your teeth, and it's not too difficult a process to make your own toothpaste with eggshells.
Oh, that sounds great. I'd like to, Johnny, you got a link or something you can provide for her books and stuff?
Amazon.com. That's what we got right
okay.
now.
Yeah.
Put Lassiter. She's the only Lassiter in Amazon. Lassiter.
Let me just add that I have zero profit motive. I want to get this information out to people, and I think like my first book, which is the one with the toothpaste in there, is it's like 365 pages, and I priced it as low as Amazon would let me, which I think is $11. So they're very affordable. However, Amazon is increasing their printing cost after July 1st. So, but like I said, I wanted my books to be affordable so everybody could get that information.
Well, thank you very much. It's very helpful. I think I will look into the book on the toothpaste because, that might be the way I want to go because I have some teeth I want to recalcify that also. So thank you very much.
Okay, Charlie, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I'm the author of a book myself, Marie, and I was selling on Amazon. It cost me $1 every time I sold a book, so I quit doing that. But you use print on demand, is that what you're using with Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's the way to go. When my book was published, that wasn't available, but print on demand is really the way to go for getting these books out there. Well, Maria, you made a comment a couple of weeks ago at my meetup, or maybe on I think it was at the meetup, where you verified that there's been a 40% increase in all-cause mortality nationwide beginning June of 2021. That's a striking and very scary number, isn't it?
Yes, it's very dramatic, and of course... sources say, nationwide, our population is dwindling. I think Dr. Peter McCullough, I think he said his last estimate, our U.S. population is down somewhere between like 600,000 and 1.2 million. The U.S. population has dropped. And, of course, that's people that are counted. We all know there's some uncounted people in our population.
Of course.
It is having an impact. And in Great Britain, there's a lot out there about, they call them pensioners, people that have retired and are on a pension, how many billions are saving on the payments to pensioners, post-COVID.
Because they're dying.
Yeah, they're dying. They're
absolutely
saving huge.
We have about an hour break. We have about an hour break. Call us 512-248-8255.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Before Monday, we'll have 10 or 12 new real estate listings in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, possibly some others, maybe in Dent County, for example. We'll see. My webmaster is on it. I will be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there at my website. Lots of information from world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying in no uncertain terms that the COVID vaccination and clot shot is meant to, it's not a side effect, it's meant to hurt and kill people. That's the word from that medical expert, scientific expert. The Father's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 19th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Marie Lasseter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Her book's for sale at Amazon.com. Three excellent books that will help you live a healthier and more productive life. We have open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Marie, you're out among the citizens of Texas County pretty much 7 days a week. Among at the coffee shops, the beauty parlors, and so forth, restaurants. What discussions, if any, are people talking about the COVID vaccination clot shot, if there's any discussion at all.
I've been very vocal since day one about this, and I feel very happy that I think my efforts have held our vaccination rate at 33%, which is a lot lower than surrounding places. But people are awake now. They're aware. They see these deaths in the media every day, young people dying, and they know what it's from. I had both a husband and wife die of sudden cancers that they contracted a few months after their second shot, and I was talking with their son, and he said, well, I know it's from the vaccine. He said, you know, I begged them not to take it, but, you know, they did. And our, you know, older people, a lot of them tend to be, I guess have more trust in the government, perhaps. But people are aware. I'd say very, very few people in my county. Lots of vaccine regret. I get messages and calls all the time. I took the shot. How do I get rid of it? And I know scientists are working on that, but to my knowledge, there's no way to get rid of it. What I have seen is that if you only took one shot, I haven't seen any bad outcomes from that. But when you take two shots, your risk goes way, way up. And the specific causes of death are pulmonary embolism, stroke, heart attack, and cancer. And the scary thing is these cancers are hitting people in their 30s.
Really?
Strange cancers, like a rare type of testicular cancer, and we've had more than one 30-year-old that died of cancer, and I do follow up. I get medical records. What I'm seeing is the diagnosis is being made between 1 and 3 months after their second shot. So it comes fast. It's not a slow process. And
right.
And in my cases, they die within a year from that cancer.
Well, we call that turbo cancer, don't we?
Yeah, I guess so. Right. It's there's a meme going around. None of us have regretted not getting the shot. I don't know of anybody in this world that has regretted not taking the shot. And And I've had calls from, because our vaccination rate is so low, I've been called by the Atlantic, BuzzFeed of all places, different news outlets asking me about if I would talk about vaccine hesitancy, and I've always said no, I'll be glad to talk about vaccine regret. And they drop the story and don't want to interview me anymore.
Right. I used to respect the Atlantic Monthly, but I no longer. We got a couple of callers. Looks like, let's see, if the first one is Rattlebone in Colorado. Morning, Rattlebone.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. I believe your guest's name is Maria. Would you kindly introduce me to her? Is she a doctor or is she a PhD, please?
Marie has one master's degree, and she's working on a second one, and on the governor's commission to help train coroners. What's your question, Rattlebone?
Okay. I hadn't missed that part. I was on a treadmill. Marie, good morning. My name is Rattlebone. I'm from Colorado, retired cardiovascular nurse. I don't ever take calcium supplements. I never have. I thought maybe by getting vegetables, I might achieve enough, but at 68 years old, I do have atherosclerosis. And I remember in my wonderful nutrition class that the calcium can come out of the bones and lay on the vessels. In the presence of magnesium, this and that. So it was one of those things I'm struggling this morning because I really am enjoying what you're saying. In the presence of something, then you can keep calcium in your bones and not lay that down in your aorta or any of your other vessels. That panoply is the only word I can come up with. That is what I've understood, but I'm not really being accurate on it. What kind of calcium supplements, glycinate or something? Eggs sounds like a good idea. It always did. I do remember people putting things in my coffee when I was a kid. But, you know, they feed chickens so much crazy stuff that I don't really want to have eggshells. So there you go. Would you please?
Well, as far as, you know, calcification of your arteries, I don't know that I'd attribute that so much to diet as to more genetics. And then also, like I said, with the eggshells, it is an elemental calcium that's more readily absorbed as opposed to the a lot of the supplements you buy, that calcium is kind of inert and just goes through your system.
Yes.
But I can't really speak to reversal of calcification of the arteries, though.
How can I keep calcium in my bones and not in my serum?
Well, first of all, is your water fluoridated?
I filter that with every 3 months I got something that I hope takes out the hydrofluorosilicate, that one, yes, for 15 years.
Okay. You know what? In your specific case, I don't know what to tell you how to keep calcium in your bones other than avoid fluoride, hydrofluorosilic acid,
right,
which kind of kicks it out of your bones. And then also, lifting weights helps keep calcium in your bones and make them stronger, especially you and I are kind of in the same age group. You're a little younger than me, but I think you probably know as you age, it's more important that you do some weightlifting to avoid osteoporosis. And that can be to work in.
I pardon the interruption, but in the presence of magnesium, won't that help? Won't that help keep the calcium in the bones? Okay.
Yes.
That's a very interesting symbiotic relationship I found, as I recall, Marie. You know, in the presence of this, then you can keep this, you know.
Yes.
I like that.
Well, yeah, everybody's low. You're correct. Everybody's low in magnesium. And you want to take the... Well, and the thing with magnesium, it has to be... The normal magnesium you get is... I think it's magnesium oxide, which is basically...
Yeah.
Similar to milk of magnesia, what you want is magnesium chloride.
Yeah.
It's a little harder to get, but are you taking the magnesium chloride form, which is more bioavailable?
I am taking a glycinate.
Oh, gluconate.
No, glycinate.
Yeah, that will work. Yeah, the gluconate is a good form of magnesium.
Glycinate, not gluconate, no. And I would avoid to the audience to take this triple magnesium blend that some of these nutrition people offer, because you still get the carbonate, which is going to clog you up. I mean, if you want to scrape your teeth with that, that's great. I would do that too, but I don't put that in my body. I like soy. I like almond milk in my coffee, but I had to stop doing some oat milk because it had carbonate in it. You know. So I'm kind of avoiding that. I eat a lot of vegetables, so my concern is, and doctors don't know. They just, and I'm blessed because a doctor told me once in ER, wow, you got some clogged up aorta here, bro. Oh, well, no kidding. So then I went to work. So I would like to know how to get that in the keep it in the bones by taking it or by not taking it. I take magnesium, and my goodness, it helps me sleep. It's better than melatonin because I get a continuous sleep. So I'm sorry, I'm diverting, but those are the kind of things I'd like to know. Thank you, everybody involved. Well, thank you, RBN.
Thanks for the call, Rattlebone. We appreciate it. Okay, we got some more calls here. We'll try to get to. We got two in Canada. First is Daryl in Canada. Good morning, Daryl.
Hi. Yes, I'll get to the coroner part in a minute. But yes, magnesium oxide is the worst to take. It's like 4% absorbed. And magnesium glycinate, this gentleman talks about, is good. It's around 16-15. Actually, the best people that want to get magnesium in them and best for their hearts, magnesium taurate. That's really good. And magnesium malate also. And that really is a good synergy, as has been talked about with calcium, because you got to have a balance there. I want to ask the coroner, what is their experience in the last couple years, and talking to all the coroners that you talked about in the county that are funeral home owners also, what is their experience with those white amyloid clots that have been in these corpses that I'm sure you've watched died suddenly and didn't even need to hear died suddenly, because there's all kinds of courageous couriers that come forward from Australia, from England, and places like that, that see these amyloid clots in vaxxed people. What is your experience locally? And by the way, before you answer that, 33% intake of the vaccine. I mean, I hear reports from the U.S. up here, it's about 85 to 90. It's about, I don't know, 67 to 80 there. It varies all over. If you've had anything to do with stopping, which obviously it sounds like you have, any percentage from that 33 back from 75 to 33, you're a hero, Miss Maria. It's incredible. You've saved lives. But go ahead and answer my question from the clots.
Thank you for that. I go around to all the neighborhood watch groups, and I've told them from the beginning, don't take it. I also have a whole bunch of people on ivermectin. That's a whole nother story. But as far as the clots, funeral home directors are reluctant. Well, and they don't necessarily do their own embalmings. It's the embalmers that know what's going on with that.
Right,
At first, they were very reluctant to say anything. But then they finally, now if they're doing an embalming, they'll call me and say, well, this person was definitely vaccinated. They've got clots. And I've seen the clot, and they're not really clots. They're fibrous structures. Because a blood clot, you can, you know, put your glove finger on it and mash it, and it'll kind of, you know, dissipate. But these are firm, hard, rubbery. I do have a digital microscope, and I've looked at them. I've also looked at the swabs they stick in people's noses. But I think, and this is just from what I've read, of course, they've got, like, part of the spike vaccine. It's a self-replicated structure, and once it gets in your system, it just sort of starts building on itself.
Yeah, like
I think the fibrous structures are deliberate. They occur mostly in like the carotid arteries is where we're finding them. That's why there's so many strokes after the shot. They're real. I've seen them myself. I was a little, until I saw it for myself, I was a little cynical, or, you know, I wanted to see it for myself. And yes, they're real. I can testify to that.
Okay, yeah, Daryl, anything else?
Yeah, just one quick thing. If you've seen that picture through thermal imagery, I think it's on the Rents website. If you saw that, they showed this guy standing in line at some food place or something like that, and they showed his legs were full of clots. We're full of those white clots way down his leg, and he felt fine. So I think that's just a testament of what's to come. People feeling fine right now, but look out in the future. What do you think of that? And I'll take the answer off there. And thank you for having this hero on, John.
Okay, Daryl, thank you. Any response, sir?
Well,
Marie, go ahead.
Yeah, I do have an answer. I truly believe, and I actually was in a forum last evening. I firmly believe that anybody that had two or more shots is going to be with us in 5 years. That's what I believe.
Okay. We got a break coming up. Our next caller is James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Doctor. As coroner for the county, would you not be able to get samples of these so-called vaccines and analyze them for their content?
Yes, I could. I haven't. I do know that that they have
hold
been
on,
analyzed.
Hold on, Marie. We got our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Marie, before the break, James from Vancouver was asking about your authority to seize samples of these vaccines. So two parts to this. First, the authority, and then do you have The expertise yourself or access to a laboratory that can analyze it on your behalf?
The answer is yes and yes. I do have the authority. And as a matter of fact, there's three entities that have subpoena power, and that is the judge, Homeland Security, and the coroner. So, and I've used my subpoena power a few times. And yes, I do have a good outside lab in Pennsylvania that I use. I have not seized samples of the vaccines. Several scientists have, and what really, I'm glad you asked that question, because what really concerns me is they have found the green monkey DNA in the vaccines. And the green monkey DNA contains SV40, which was started out in the polio vaccine, and a lot of people are dying today. It's sort of like a 50-year delay of soft tissue tumors occurring in people that got the polio vaccine back in the late 50s. One way you can tell, if you were vaccinated and you've got your card, you have a lot number on there. There's a website called howbadismybatch.com. And you can put your lot number in there and the maker, Moderna, Pfizer, and see how many people died from that particular batch of vaccine. Now, I believe that some of them are just saline, because part of this is an experiment, and every experiment has a control group. And obviously, if everybody, you know, died at once, the gig would be up.
It'd be too obvious, right? So the morph test.
Some people have no symptoms at all.
How bad is my batch.com? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're not going to take any more callers. We're just about out of time. Quick comment. These structures, a blood clot is human blood that's coagulated. These structures are not blood clots, are they?
No, they're not. There's no heme in them like in a blood clot. They don't have any characteristics of a blood clot. And
what precedence is there for this happening in human beings, if you're aware of any?
None that I'm aware of at this time.
So there's, and you've gone through the literature. There's no evidence that human beings ever had structures like this in their blood vessels, their arteries, prior to these vaccines. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. But if you look at the patents, for like COVID vaccines going in, you can read in the details of some of these patents that they do have like a self-replicating structure capacity.
Exactly. Marie, we're out of time, my dear. We'll look forward to having you back next Friday. We appreciate it.
Okay, John. It's been great. Bye-bye.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaner, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.